time of the show where we head out and visit with Mr. County Agent Man. And for Ransom County, that is Brian Zimprick. Hello, Brian.
How are you doing, Mick?
Well, okay. I was better, I think, when it wasn't raining and windy and in the 40s. But
right.
Harvest has kind of come to a screeching halt.
Yes, it did this week.
So
not much is happening.
No. So when do you expect things to pick up speed again and pick up on how much is left of each crop?
Oh, I think with what the weather forecast sounds like for the weekend, with some warmer weather, some hopefully drier weather, maybe a little bit of sunshine. We might be able to get going again early next week. Then hopefully the rest of the week next week will be a good week and we can get some more stuff done.
Yeah. Are everybody pretty much wrapped up with soybeans, or are there a few soybeans left?
I would say we're about 80% done soybeans. There's still a few fields out there. There's actually one day about a week and a half ago I was out driving around. Came across one field that was very green yet. So,
oh, wow.
That one's got a ways to go.
Yeah. I guess we could use a little frost tomorrow morning, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah. Or was that a replant, a late seeded?
I'm guessing it was a replant after the freeze at the end of May there, and maybe got a little too long on maturity there, and so far it's worked in their favor, so we'll see how it ends up. So.
Yeah, it's playing soybean roulette. That's how great. It goes. All right, and then the corn, again, percentage of completion ballpark figure.
A lot of guys are just getting going with the corn. We probably have taken about 30% of the corn off right now, so we got a little ways to go on corn, but I think guys right now are feeling very good about where they're sitting with harvest and being the middle of October. Really got a good start on everything, so I think there's feeling very good about it.
Yeah, although there is a freeze warning for tomorrow morning for much of the region. We don't have a blizzard in the forecast. We missed out on the snow earlier this week. They got out west,
right.
So it's
right.
Better than a couple years ago.
Exactly. We'll take it. So when we can get to the middle of October and not have a freeze yet, I think we're doing pretty good.
For sure. Which also means that there's some alfalfa cutting or hay being cut here late in the season, or the pastures have greened up nicely. That sure is a plus for the livestock producers.
Yes, it is. Since the end of August here, I just pulled up Endon, and down here at the Endon station, we've had just over 9 inches of rain. So we're going into winter sitting very good for moisture, and hopefully we've had some time with the nice weather we've had this fall to get some of those pastures starting to regenerate and get into better shape as we go into winter. And next spring when we come out, hopefully these pastures are going to be ready to go. The pastures have greened up, and some guys are utilizing that to their advantage, which may set some of those pastures back even further. But we got to keep the cows fed too, and sometimes that green grass is a little bit better than trying to feed them in the feedlot. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is what a crazy year. The extreme variability, the dry fall, last fall, dry open winter, dry spring, finally got some nice green up. But yeah, Miranda Meehan, Jerry Stocka, everybody's talking about don't overgraze this fall, because that'll set it back for next spring. So we will see. All righty. Okay, good info. Brian, 4-H activities are starting to happen, huh?
Yeah, we're just getting going with a new club year. Our club year runs from September 1 to the August 31st, so we're just getting going here with a new club year, re-enrolling kids, and membership here is looking really good. We've got about 190 members enrolled at this point, and that would be an increase over the last few years here. We haven't seen 190 for quite a while, so, and we've got a lot of new members that have enrolled into 4-H, so I think we're sitting with about 25 new kids active in the 4-H program, so we're really happy with where we're at with the enrollment to 4-H, and next few months we're really going to start getting after some 4-H programs, and kids are going to start getting really active here in some different activities. So
I know many counties just have 4-H achievement days and whatnot, and they don't really have a county fair. But when you have such a great event that's been going on for so many years, the Ransom County Fair, kind of a diamond celebration. I mean, it's just an awesome event. There's good reason, there's good motivation for the young ones to be involved in 4-H. So thank you for that and for a great county fair in Ransom County, Brian.
Well, that goes back to the fair board and all the businesses and everyone in Ransom County that come out and not only help put on the fair, but also come out and support the fair and the kids as they show off all of their exhibits, whether it's inside with the static exhibits or out in the barn with all the livestock exhibits at the fair. The kids really enjoy being able to show those things off, and without the fair board and all the hard work that they put in and the community that come out and support it, it wouldn't be as big as what it is. So hats off to all those people as well.
You bet. Life learning experience for everybody involved. Super. Alrighty.
Exactly.
Brian, have a great weekend. Thank you for the visit, and we'll talk to you again later.